companies, and they'll back me up.
Because I've had stuff with them too, and that's kind of why it's my shock that I'm even here.
The reason you're even here, is that we just ended up trying to get all this.
So on this loaded cap rate on page 5 on all these, does that include the effective tax rate?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the final number.
Right. And so you'll see on page 5.
That's the date.
I've gone in and said there's the cap, effective tax, and loaded cap, basically an overall rate. So that's all I have. Any other questions?
No, that's the current statute. Okay. Yeah, no, I just wanted to, I'm just verifying the statute.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions, honey? Do you have any questions right now?
No,
we appreciate you coming, and we don't know anything about your last time other than we were trying. I know they were trying to put them all on the same day.
Yeah.
Because we had all of these to consider this.
Well, and like I said, the last reappraisal, we worked these out.
Okay.
I worked them out with her, you know, and so I thought, okay, why are we deviating from the law of the land? I mean, it has to come down to one thing. What is it? And then when I got the spreadsheet back and saw the 6, that's when I was like, obviously I asked the question, never got a response. And she explained she had a bunch of cases, you know, a bunch of hearings, but we just, it becomes now you prove your 6. I feel like I proved my 7.9, 7.7. No one's saying, all right, this is the number. There are ranges in there in appraisal. You don't just go in and say, okay, it is this on this day, no questions asked. There's too many factors. And so, but I believe ours, from what I've heard in this hearing today, at the 7.9 is closer than the 6 on these type of properties. And so,
appreciate y'all's time. And let me just...
Go ahead.
Do every 2 years do you go and have these same conversations because of the cap rate changes?
Pretty much. That, according to the bill, that's really what it is. You know, Jasper County, they're using higher. They're using an 8. Now, then I find out 6. I'm investigating. I'm trying to find sales properties that we have net operating income on or something. Nothing. And then what I got back, you know, to take in Lowell and to take in conventional properties, we still have conventional selling over in Northwest Arkansas for 5, 5.5. But those rents are not $600 a month.
Yeah.
They're $2,200 a month.
Okay.
You know, so that's the difference. So anything else?
I don't think so for the moment.
Okay. If y'all just send me your decision, I'll appreciate it.
You got my stuff? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to mention, so this sheet got provided to us, the disallowing certain expenses. What we took off, we did not take any of these disallowed expenses and put them in these numbers. Our depreciation's not in there. There's no interest expense or interest income included in here. There's no amortization. These are per the audit. Mm-hmm. And all allowable expenses. And frankly, you know, we shared our information with the assessor's office. We met with them. We did see the sheet in person when we were there. None of what should not be included is in these audit numbers.
Okay.
We don't have cable expenses. There's no capital improvements in these. These are built a year ago. So we took them from the audit. That's why our income is different than what they're showing. And so, obviously, we still feel we're in the 9.7% cap range because it can't be greater than the, you know, market value. But
I just wanted to make sure you had a copy of this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you had it or
yeah.
didn't on each of yours, but just so you know, because as you know, when it comes to the rules on doing this stuff, I try to be transparent. I know that you know we can be wrong, but it's better to find out here and
right. Well, I mean, just. The one I can understand, the Bluffview valuation sheet, it disallows management fee and reserves, and it shows the reserves as lower expense than what they actually are. So it's hard for me to digest that, frankly, but, you know, per the audit on Fall Creek, it's been in operation a few years, we had $191,000 expenses. If you take the taxes out, we had $173,000. So those are as is on the expenses.
Does that 9%, 9.7% rate include the additional? Is that the loaded?
The effective tax rate. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the what you just heard?
I mean, frankly, we feel it needs to be higher than that. I mean, I think he said that the average cap rate for Branson is 7.9 plus the effective tax rate, which depends on where you sit, is 1.01,
sure.
So around 9%. But I think our comment is, if you just take our 2024 audited P&L and me as a market rate buyer, the average cap rate, we put the cap rate at 7.5%. If I was going to go buy it and pay a 7.5 cap, that's $807,000. And we're sitting here thinking, how can the assessed value be greater than that? And so to get to an equal value, you have to apply a 9.7% cap rate after the taxes are excluded for the assessed value purposes. But we feel 807 on Fall Creek at least should be a backstop. That's the highest the value should be, because the market value is not any greater than that. How could the assessed value be?
So when he was talking, though, about the 7.9, he was counting the effective rate. Because he said he saw my 6,
no,
then
he
when
said
he said
7.
If it had shown the 1.01.
He was not. How I understood him, no, he was taking the average Branson cap rate, which was 7.9, and he kind of didn't say it, but at the end he did.
Yes,
adding
I asked the question.
Effective tax rate, he was at about 9% for Branson.
Yes, he was 7.9 plus the effective.
And I guess, I mean, our argument has been and is, taking a 7.5 cap at the market value today, if you could just buy it, which is less than the average, you're at $807,000 of value on Fall Creek. How can the assessed value be higher than that? We don't feel like it should be. And by statute, it shouldn't be.
When you say by statute, what are you talking?
The assessed value cannot be greater than the market value, the appraised value.
I believe I've read that. I'm just trying to remember where.
Yeah, I could reference it. I have it in my notes, and I'm happy to share it with you. But taking a 7.5 cap, that's $807,000. And that's how we got to our 9.76 number, based off our audit.
For all properties?
Yes.
For R2.
For R2. Specifically, yes, for R2. That's correct.
And those are both 3 years. One's 3 years
one
old.
Is,
one's
one is 1.5 years old, I'll call it. The other one's 3 years old. And we are at two different starting points as well. I mean, 2 years ago, this got assessed at the, I think, cost approach it had to. We paid a $31,000 tax bill, which is, I think, $1,200 a unit. It got corrected slightly to $18,270 for Fall Creek, which is $600 a unit. I think marks on average are less than that. I think they're probably sitting at, you know, less than $300 a unit. So we're clearly not using the income approach currently on the Fall Creek property. So we're not even starting from the same place Mark is starting from, is my comment. We're at a much greater level. We need to actually get down to what is a true income, which we've said what that is, and then apply the accurate cap rate, which is a 9.76, what we believe, so we don't eclipse the market value.
Right, and the difficulty establishing yours was they were so new. You didn't have a full 3 years.
Correct.
You just had in your projected gross income.
The statute meant, I mean, he's claiming obviously it's mandated that you use the income approach.
Correct.
And you could use the income approach for 1 year maybe on that one property. Mm-hmm. That's about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a three-year average. You don't have a three-year.
You know what the rates are going to go. Yeah.
You know, it's
going to go up this much, and costs are going to go up by that amount.
For year one, it's challenging. And frankly, what we've seen done is they'll find just a comparable unit mix LIHTC property that's in the market, and kind of base it off what that per unit's paying in taxes. And you know, there's some movement there, but that's kind of how we've come up with values in other markets. For properties that have just been placed in service where we don't know how they're going to operate. We were assessed much higher than that, obviously, but that's not the point of what we're talking about. And then, our last page in our packet, it shows the different cap rates. But more or less, Fall Creek, we're paying $18,000. If we sit at an $807,000 value, that's basically $8,500 tax bill, and that's where we think the property should fall.
Okay. Do you want to say anything more? Are you? You want to say anything about the last guy?
Anything? I'll wave a magic wand.
Oh.
All right. So, the question for the board is, do you want to sit back and absorb all of this and make a decision tomorrow? Do you want to sit back and do it today? What do you want to do? That's your call. I mean, we can do it tomorrow. We're obviously Wednesday morning, you said you weren't going to be here till 10.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you make your decision tomorrow, then you'll give me the numbers that you choose, and then I will get the total values to you on the 29th or the on the 30th or the 31st.
I think we probably need to make the decision to on the cap rate. We have to make the decision on the cap rate before they give them their actual actual amount.
Yeah.
And
well, the cap
plus
rate
you
and
want
reserves.
You want a decision. I mean, obviously, some of what he was arguing is he thinks that it's, well, he's using the same standards he says that you went through. I don't know if we're still got an argument about the reserve or not. Do we?
I'm leaving it at 3 unless I'm told different.
Okay, so we do have an argument still. All right, so we got to decide on the reserve and the cap rate. What is the board's preference on? Do you want to have more of a discussion on this as a whole and make a ruling, or sit down and make a ruling?
I
mean, I think if we're talking about it specifically, we still got to do it right here.
Yes.
If we're going to talk about a specific case, we're probably going to do it right here.
I just want to make one last comment.
Yes.
When we talk about just a ruling on the cap rate, I'm fearful if we do that, we're still going to get discounted for disallowable expenses, which I don't believe we have in our numbers. Now, she shows it a little higher than we do because she's disallowing expenses. I mean, if anything, it'd be nice to have a ruling that just says, we agree your market value is 807 on Fall Creek and 1,093,000 on Bluffview Apartments, because that way we have certainty. If we just get a market rate opinion, we still have a variable of what our expenses are.
So is that the numbers we have on our sheet?
And I think that that's fair because, again, these are audited properties. They're CPA audited properties.
Do you think it's going to change when you look at those, what they have? Do you think
I would take, on his in particular, though, the two new ones, I would take the CPA decision. The reason being, we don't have all the good numbers that we thought we have. And, you know, these were brand new builds that we were trying to come up with. The
so you would accept their values?
I would accept where they're at, but figure their cap rate, whatever you want to do.
Can you read those numbers again?
Yeah, for Fall Creek Townhomes, the valuation should be $807,000. And then for Bluffview Apartments, the valuation should be $1,093,547.
I would
those
agree
are the values. Yeah.
Certainly with respect to the valuation, but do you want to make a decision on cap rate today? You can.
Well, the cap rate won't affect those two, right?
No, you're giving a value to what?
Yep.
With their CPA set.
Yep, 807 and then
those are just
193.47.
And then you do have to remember, Mr. Williams is a CPA. So, anyway.
So.
Let me write that down one more time. You said what?
$807,000 on Fall Creek Townhomes for total assessed value. And then for Bluffview Apartments, $1,093,547.
Okay. I do have a question for Mr. Williams. Were you on your rate, was that with the effective tax rate on top of it? You're asking for 9%?
At a minimum of 9%.
Yeah.
Plus the effective tax.
Plus the reserves, recalculating net income using actual reserves, which, and then a cap rate of the next 9% or more. I mean, I think he did a pretty good job. I think it really should be like 9.25, 9.5. Whatever the board decides, we can argue cap rate all the time. I don't disagree.
His properties are older.
But I don't know how you have different cap rates for different properties. We're all LIHTC. I understand some are new, some are old. That means that if mine's old, I should get a higher reserve than what new property gets.
I think what he does, and that's why I asked the question, is he comes here every 2 years. Every time he goes to the assessor, they recalculate it every year using maybe a different cap rate based on whatever's coming down. And then they recalculate it, and then he either agrees or he doesn't, and he comes in front of the BOE.
Well, you're going to argue the same thing on reserves then, too? I mean, the property is a couple of years older. I ought to get more reserves?
I think the ruling on reserves, Mark, should be what they actually are. Because
is that, are you comfortable I mean, are you comfortable with actual reserves? I mean, what's